Hello, family. My name is Rick, and I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to this meditation moment for members of AA. Thank you for joining us. Before we begin, I would encourage you to find a quiet place to share in this meditation. Find a place where you can be comfortable. That may be lying down, or sitting in a chair, or wherever you can allow yourself to become still and quiet. Many members of AA believe that their higher power, or God, is found in the stillness, in the quiet. Most first-time meditators find it strange to sit in silence, to sit with their innermost thoughts and feelings, to sit and do nothing, the very thing that, oddly enough, the mind tends to resist. Our entire existence is experienced through our minds, and our perspective on life can dramatically alter once we begin meditating. The process of meditating is straightforward and easy. Simply get still, get quiet, and practice. All you have to do is close your eyes, stay focused on your breathing. This is the one skill where you don't have to strive to achieve something, just a place of stillness where no effort is required. We affirm together that there is no such thing as a good or bad meditation. There is only awareness or non-awareness. The moment you realize you're lost in thought, that's awareness. And that's when you return to the object of focus, usually your breath. This is all you have to keep doing. Return from your distracted thought to the breath, all the time honing your awareness. With perseverance, the periods between awareness and distraction will get longer and longer. Meditation can change how you choose to relate to, react to, and view the circumstances happening around you. It offers a pocket of stillness amid all the outer chaos, the insanity of untreated alcoholism. With a consistent practice, and with a certain amount of open-mindedness and willingness, the change it brings about is gradual, subtle, and intangible, yet profound. It involves a growing sense of awareness and understanding that can ultimately change the way you feel about both yourself and others. Now, let us become willing to listen to that still small voice that lives deep within us, that intuitive knowing that comes from a power much greater than ourselves, as we offer this prayer. Visualize yourself taking these actions in this moment. God, I put my hand in yours, and together we can do what I could never do alone. No longer is there a sense of hopelessness. No longer must we each depend upon our own unsteady willpower. We are all together now, reaching out our hands for a power and strength greater than ours. And as we join hands, we find love and understanding beyond our wildest dreams. Now, I encourage you to sit for a moment in the silence. If your mind wanders, become aware of its wandering and allow yourself to be brought back to your breath. Whatever you hear during the silence is right and perfect. All is well in this moment of silence. When you are ready, come back to the awareness of our space here together, continuing your normal breathing patterns. Come back to this place of light and hope, this place where we are free of judgment and full of love. As you slowly begin to open your eyes, feel the sense of knowing that you are connected to the one source of all good. As you leave this space today, carry the peace you felt with you and use it as the guiding source to the actions you take today to remain in fit spiritual condition, remembering that the only problem we ever truly have is separation from that source, from that power, and from that love.